Good question.
Yeah.
You mentioned The Fugitive, which is really late Miserable.
Right. And in fact, Gerard is the same character.
Exactly the same character. But in an heroic character, a heroic story, or a superheroic character, they are always steadfast.
Ah, what about Superbear of the movie? The first one. And this is one where they did some really fancy storytelling dance work, and when you sit back and think about what the message turns out to be, it's kind of despicable. Remember what happens? He has two rockets that he's got to stop from mining. One's going to hit in the desert, the other one's going to hit New Jersey. And he goes off, takes care of the New Jersey one, then he goes back and the bomb, which is going to, it's going to hit and blow up, cause an earthquake, which makes this dam, you know, break, and it's going to kill all sorts of people. So he goes back and he stops the water from the dam from, you know, wiping out all those people, flies on over to rescue Lois, and she's dead. He's too late. So what does he do? He goes, all right, I'm not going to remain steadfast. I'm going to change my priorities here. I'm going to turn back time. Screw all those people who are going to get killed by the dam. No, not New Jersey. No, he does that. But the dam.
That's right, the dam. Right.
And I'm going to go rescue Lois Lane. They never show you what happens when that dam breaks. It's like, that was a strange choice. This is a superhero, huh? Okay, I'm glad you don't remind me that all those people are like, you know, millions dead and whatever.
But you got Lois.
But generally speaking...
Actually, look at Luke Skywalker. Luke Skywalker is a changed character. Trust the Force, Luke, and after not trusting himself through the entire story, finally it comes to the point where he trusts himself over the computer and what everybody else tells him to do and trusts his own abilities, and he manages then to accommodate the heroic thing because
maybe
he changed.
Hasn't he become steadfast the whole way? Really?
Well, here's the difference. People think that you have to change in order to grow. That's a common misconception in just about all theories. You have to change to grow. But look at Job. How does Job change? But does he grow? Yes, he grows through his resolve. He grows in his resolve. The more obstacles that are put in his path, the more he has to muster from within himself resources that he didn't know he had to change the arrangement of how he considers his situation in order to justify holding on to his resolve, which is a terrible task to have to do. But, equally, you could be someone who would grow to the point like Scrooge, where you have to change, or like Luke, where you have to change, where you say, I've been taking this approach all the way along, which in a leap of faith story, that requires a big decision in terms of change or steadfast, one of the clues is that the character will remain steadfast right up till the end, that they will hold on to their resolve and muster that inner resources and take any point of view they can grab at to stick with the way they've always been doing it until finally the alternative has become so large that it's balanced them out, and then they have this incredible anguish. It's not a simple choice when it's balanced out. It's that this thing I'm involved in is all going to fall apart if I make the wrong choice. Do I take what this new information is, or do I go with the old information? And at that point, Luke changes, because Luke says, I will now trust my own abilities against what everybody else is telling me, because before, when Obi-Wan said to do it this way, he did it that way. When all the people and the rebels were saying do it this way, he did it that way. He followed everybody's advice. Uncle Owen, he would complain, he would whine. He's a pathetic little whiner through most of the story. But the point is that he always stuck with following everybody else's advice until finally it comes to that point, and he does it on his own. Now, there's a little bit of a cheat in there, and the cheat is Obi-Wan's voice comes back and says, trust the Force, Luke. So at the last moment, it's saying, change, Luke, change, you know. And so he sort of like follows somebody's advice to change. But the point is, it's a disembodied voice, okay? And the people are on the phone saying, you shut up, you're targeting computer. What's wrong, you know? And he said nothing, and he knows what's hinging on it. So it weakens it.
Well,
Star
no, he
Wars
says, it's fine. I
it's
know
fine.
What I'm doing,
yeah.
Which is what mitigates that.
So effectively, you know, that's where you see it. Now, again, he changes, and characters have that choice of changing remaining steadfast.
Yeah, and look at
who's
the
story, right?
That's a
change
story.
Story.
Who's the obstacle character in that? Who is Luke's obstacle character? Who's the one that's forcing Luke to deal with his personal problems?
Subjective, remember.
His personal problems.
Obi-Wan.
Absolutely. Darth, actually, in the first one, they hardly have any. They don't ever meet. they hardly ever have impact. I mean, they really don't get together that much. However, the guy's dead and he comes back and says, hey, you know, you gotta deal with your problems. Deal with your problems. You know, he's the one who first brings up the issue when Luke goes out and starts talking to him and tells him, and, you know, he says, you know, you can come with me, you know, to be like your father, you know, stop listening to that uncle, you know. Ah, that's your uncle talking. That's exactly right. What his excuses that he comes up with, and his problem is he's listening to everybody else.
Now, why Obi-Wan can get away with that and it's not listening to everybody else is because he's the obstacle character subjectively. And because of that, he's the one voice that's saying, here's the complete alternative paradigm. This is another way to go. And his message is, essentially, trust the abilities within yourself. Trust the Force. Trust the Force in you. Don't trust everything you see. Don't trust what people say. Don't trust what the mechanics are. Trust yourself. And that's the real issue. So he's the messenger. The obstacle character is always the messenger of the alternative paradigm. And that's why, even though it's kind of a cheat, because he's sort of listening to somebody at the end when he says, trust the Force, and he does, it's really coming from the proper source, which is that obstacle character.